Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that
What's
blow.
Up? What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome to 2017 and the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back. It is a holiday today, but we're going to continue talking about day trading futures while everybody's watching football today. So I hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed your New Year's. And now we are on to another New Year. So let's go and get into the day trading of futures today so we can continue to try to learn and get better and put ourselves in better positions to make money. Here we go.
Now, there are different types of derivative models, which is what we are dealing with. This is a derivative model. Futures are derivatives. They're derived from an underlying component. And, of course, there's forwards, futures, options, warrants, sleeps, baskets, and swaps. Now, we only care about one today, which is futures. But understand that there are people that are mixing and matching a lot of these, which will have direct effects on some of the markets. Now, again, it will not affect us. I'm giving you more information than you actually need to know about some of these things. But it's important that you have, again, I'm a big fan and an advocate of understanding the model in which you're trading in. And that's one of the things I make sure, because, again, it puts us all on the same playing field. Okay. But as I said at the opening, futures are the purest because they're absolute. They're worth what they're worth. And just like the market, when the market closes at the end of the day, whatever closed it today, 19,000 or whatever it was, that's what it's worth. Okay. And tomorrow when it opens, that'll be what it's worth. But in other products, they're not exactly quite as pure because the markets could change certain characteristics of those. So if you look at the basic, here's how it looks just on a graph model, okay? Derivatives, swaps, options, futures, options, buy and sell, okay? And there's hedgers, speculators, and arbitragers. We are the middle. We're the speculators, okay? Hedgers, typically, farmers, producers, airlines. If the big companies are smart, them, but they're not, they're too dumb, because every time you hear they don't make their earnings, they go, well, the dollar was too strong. We couldn't do it. Well, the dollar is easily hedged. But of course, that always gives me a chuckle. But we are speculators. We cannot be arbitragers because we can't pick up enough to pay all the costs to be an arbitrager. Now, just in, for kicks, one of the purest arbitrages this year was the Brexit, believe it or not. And I wrote about it before it happened. And I said, look, if you would have bet on them staying and bought puts on the British pound or on the markets, you'd have cleaned up because it was a pure arb. It was a pure arb. But we don't do that. We're strictly speculating. That's all we are. Okay. But everybody's got a different trade, different models, and people are in the markets for different reasons. But what we're concerned about is we're in to trade with the edge, okay? And Jack Welch, the ex-chairman of GE, if you don't have a competitive advantage, don't compete. Because remember, in trading, you are trading against somebody else, okay? I don't know if you realize that, but you are in direct competition with other people at the same time. So it's your job to figure out how to be ahead of them. And it's my job to show you that because we are well ahead of them because we are actually preying with an E on their emotions. We're taking advantage of other people's emotions instead of them taking advantage of ours. Now, when we look at a contract, okay, the mini S&P, okay, this is, they're all called minis. Now, all the electronic futures are known as minis, okay, because the mini S&P, if it moves $1 or 1 point, and let me just bring this up. Let's just make this a little easier. I always have to refer back to a screen because it's easier for me to explain. Okay. Here's the mini S&P right here. All right. So the market right now is Oh, we're open too. Okay, so the market right now is 2246.75. That's the bid. The offer is 2247. That's the narrowest that market can be. Okay, it's 25, a quarter wide. That is the absolute narrowest it can be. The difference between the bid and the ask is $12.50. So in other words, for every dollar this moves, it moves in quarter in 0.25 increments. So if it goes from 2247 to 2248, that is $50. In South Philly, it's worth $50. That's a $50 move. Okay? If it goes $1 up or down, that's $50. In the mini Dow, which is the YM, this is the same type of contract, but the each tick here is $5. Okay, and this is the product that we start off in because it's just easier, and it's the same model. Again, if I took off price and time, you wouldn't know what any of these charts were, so it doesn't really matter. It's all about what we're trading, and you can see I have a four-minute chart up here because I use a four-minute basis to trade. Because you can see the chart, in this case, I use candlesticks, and I don't use them because they're candlesticks. I use them because they're bigger when I'm looking at a bigger chart because I can't stand sitting down all day. So when I walk around, I want to be able to see from a long distance. But each one of these is a measure of price and time. It doesn't matter what it is. And my point is very simple when you look at this model. Okay, here we've got a one-minute chart, right? So what do we have here? We have something that looks like it's trending lower. It was consolidating, trending lower. Five-minute chart, consolidation, and it just fell out of bed. 30-minute chart, pretty similar to the five. Four-hour, oh, wait a second. We're not in a downtrend, we're in an uptrend. Okay? And, of course, this is the difference. Each market can be in a different type of time frame, in a different pattern and a different trend. But one thing we know for an absolute certainty, that this pattern, which is going straight up at the moment, okay, cannot start to go down until this starts to go down. So it has to start in the shortest time frame before the long term turns. So each chart, basically what we say, resolves itself backwards into the next chart, giving you an idea of what's going on next. Now, again, we're not so concerned about all this in our day trading, but it is a good tool for you to learn for any other trading that you might want to do. So the contract size is $50 times the S&P. So the S&P is trading at 2,240, whatever it was. So 50 times 2,240, it's 112,000. Okay? That's what it's worth. That's the whole contract. Now, again, that does not affect us. We pay margin on a day trading basis. When, again, some firms, I think, probably still might even offer $500 day trading margin. But, again, figure if you had to pay full margin, it'd be $3,500 for full margin. But once you sell it or buy it back, the margin goes away. Okay. The tick size, the minimum fluctuation is 0.25, which is $12.50. The spreads we don't do, we don't care. Trading hours are... Every day the market opens at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, okay, trades all the way till 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central, closes for 15 minutes, reopens for 30 minutes, and then closes for an hour, and then reopens at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock again. So it is basically open 22 hours and 45 minutes.
And, you know, this is something that you things you need to learn. But, of course, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I hope you made your New Year's resolution to make sure you go download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget about the Sporting Edge as you sit back and enjoy football today. And, of course, New Year, BubbaTrading.com. Always have great stuff for you and to be prepared for. So, let's step out here for our first break of the new year, and this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to be back right after the break with more on day trading futures.
Bubba. Yeah. All right, boys, follow me. Mostly in A.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this first day of the new year. Well, actually, it's the second day, but it's the first Monday of the new year, and this is Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. We are checking out day trading futures as we prepare for the new year. So let's go back to the day trading futures. Here we go.
A day. There's different expiration cycles. The futures, the financial futures, the interest rate futures, the currencies, they follow the same as the triple witching. That is actually what made the triple witching options. But their expiration is March, June, September, and December. Now, again, we don't really care because we're never in a trade long enough to worry about that. But those are things that you do need to kind of know. Now, what we're looking for is we trade what we call the blow-off pattern. Okay, and we trade it in a very particular way. But this is the pattern that we are looking for. Now, what we're looking to do here is we are a seller of this pattern. I can't think exactly where because this is a old chart, but you're a seller somewhere in here. And on the other side, you're a buyer somewhere down here. These are two completely separate trades. They're not related. But basically what you're looking for, this is where you create your edge. Because this is when the buyers are exploding. And what do I have? I've got the blow-off top with volume. Okay, so I know that, hey, there's something for me to do here. And, of course, invariably that trade will work. Now, one of the things we teach how to use, now I don't use these personally, but I do teach them because they are helpful, but the Bollinger Bands. Now, does anybody know anything about the Bollinger Bands? They are a product that uses, actually, as we opened up the call today, the Bollinger Bands, standard Bollinger Bands are two standard deviations apart. And of course, those standard deviations can change on a basis because what happens is as the markets get tighter and less is going on, the Bollinger Bands start to squinch up. So the standard deviation becomes smaller. Here, a standard deviation might have been 50 points. Okay. Here, the standard deviation might be 100. So, again, there's not a number. It's not like, well, it's 50 ticks. That's the standard deviation. No, it's really depends on what the market's doing, which is why the Bollinger Bands are good as a guide. But everybody looks at this and says, well, geez, if I just use these, I just make a fortune. Well, that's unfortunately not true because you have to worry about the mean as the mean rolls up. But these are a great guide for a method that we like to trade. Okay. And that's what we're looking for is for a reason. Now, just if we look at today's action, I did trade today, so I will give you some actual real to do stuff. Get rid of these Bollinger Bands. I personally can't stand it. They're too cluttered for me, but okay. So now, this was all night. This started at midnight. So you had a market that was consolidating. Okay. And, okay. I got the wrong tool up here. Hold on. Okay. So you had a market that was consolidating that flushed. Okay. Now, this was a buying opportunity. Okay. Now, whether you made money or not, I would tend to say you did not make money on this trade. Okay. But this was an opportunity because what did we have? We had a straight and move down based on the diagram, and we had heavier volume opportunity. Selling opportunity here. Now, that one, obviously, you get paid, and so did I. Okay. And of course, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the extreme where we can take advantage of the other people that are trading it because typically, most of the time, traders are wrong. Okay. And I'm not talking about, you know, professional traders. I'm talking about the people that drive the markets. And they are typically wrong. They're trading off of an emotional state versus actual trading off of what you're learning. Now, the rules you have to live by in this business are discipline, discipline, discipline. I mean, I can't stress it enough. And believe me, every rule I'm going to show you here, I have violated every one of them more than once. Okay, so it's not, you got to focus. Focus power. Your largest drawdown is always in the future. Okay, if you can admit to yourself that you're going to have losers, then it makes it much easier. Because, again, if you don't think you're ever going to have a loser, you're nuts. The markets can remain irrational far longer than you can remain solvent. Well, if you haven't watched, you can see how irrational the markets are. But, again, that's why you have to wait and specifically wait for certain patterns because those will give you the biggest benefit to trade. If you manage the risk successfully, the rest of the trade will take care of itself. I personally typically do not even count when I make a winning trade. only when I do it live. I just worry about the losers. I know the winners will take care of themselves. Okay? Never trade Forex unless you're the bank. Now, think about this, and I know a lot of you have traded Forex before. Forex, if the bank is going to take both sides of the trade, and they would let you open an account for $20, what are they telling you? They're telling you that all it does is take your money. You have no chance. Okay? I know a lot of traders, and I don't know too many that have ever been successful in the Forex market. And a couple of them that were successful got robbed in the Swiss franc debacle. Now, don't bargain with God as a primary method of risk management, all right? Now, you laugh at that, and maybe you don't laugh at it, but that was a big method on the trading floor. Please let me get even. I'll never do it again, all right? Be honest about what you know and what you don't know. And again, do not cherry pick trades because you don't know which one's going to be the winner. This is the big deal, okay? You don't know the next one that's going to be a winner. So if you try to cherry pick them, what you're trying to do is you're trying to pick heads or tails. Instead of playing the probability and accounting for variables, you're playing right into the way of where you can only lose. In other words, if you guess heads every time, eventually you're going to be 50-50. If you try to outguess the coin, then you could go 0 for a million. Okay? Don't give up on the probability. Don't give up on the skill. Don't give up on the model. I'm telling you, you'll lose your, you know what. And then a couple of people have written in that have taken the class, and you're right, the futures are whipping around. Watch for a bit, looking for the right footprint, then jumped in, made 680 in the NASDAQ, 200 in gold, 150 in crude oil. Not bad for morning's activity. This is for the destruction on futures. Have a good day trading. I've been pumped up, purged about 80% of my emotions now, only 200 profit, but successful in 4 out of 5 trades. Okay? Again, we're not trying to hit home runs here. Okay? This is a pure grinded out business. Okay. We're trying to grind it out here. This is about the big grind. Crude oil just made 340 this morning and spike up. Love in the futures. That's 610 for the morning so far. Thanks, teacher. YMA 270 on the trade. It went to the end of the Bollinger Band to the other. Thanks for teaching me about futures patterns. 8,000 this week. Calling it quits for the day. Best in the futures trading in my life. This is actually, I remember this one. This is Brexit. Could buy half a new car. Thanks for teaching me about futures. Morning, I bagged 35.50 on a crude trade. And again, some of these results are too big, and I hesitate to show them, but those are the possibilities that you are now looking at. Again, it takes luck to get that kind of move, but it takes skill to be in the trade and have the wherewithal to step in. Now, one of the people actually sent me a trade because this is what we're looking for, and here's his entries. Okay, bought. Okay, sold. Got short and closed, okay? And that's what we're looking for. That's exactly the kind of action that you're looking for when you trade this, okay? And again, it really goes back down to the simple version of learning to read the chart, pick your time frame. Now, I use 4 myself for a couple of reasons. One of them being that nobody usually trades 4. So I want to be a little bit different. I want to be ahead of the curve. Most people use 5. Okay, but I've used less, I've used more. It just depends. What you want to create for yourself is the most amount of opportunities. So the shorter the time frame, the more opportunities you can create. So again, if we just look here, so we go from this chart. Now this is not, we have not been active, but there's 2 or 3 opportunities in here. Okay, but if I stretch out time, okay, in a day, okay, let's go to 15 minutes. 15 minutes was maybe one opportunity. Okay. So the longer you go, the less opportunities that present themselves. And this is something that we have to make sure that we understand. Again, you got 20 minutes trading on a 4-minute chart. You could actually do something. I'm not saying you will. The pattern has to show what we're looking for. But again, that's what I do on the jobs day, as I have a pretty good assumption that the pattern is going to show. Okay, and we'll get ready and we're 5 for 5 on jobs Friday with the one no trade at all. There was no trade showed, and one Friday we lost the first 4 before catching a big winner at the end. But again, you had to keep making the trades over and over again.
And these are things that you continue to repeat and repeat and repeat, because redundancy is the key to our business, repeating the same patterns over and over again. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I hope your New Year's resolution is to go to libertytalk.fm every day and download the Bubba Show here on the second day of January, football day, and we are going to step by here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and always great to be here. Looking forward to a great 2017. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this football day, the second day of January, the new year. Everything's all going good, and we're getting ready, and everybody's excited. But let's go back to talking about futures, because, again, I think this is important, and it's a great skill if you're looking for some more action in the market. So here we go.
It's all about, it's all about the math. It's all about the model. Now, I'm going to answer all your questions. So I'm going to make you an offer now, but don't go anywhere, all right, because I will answer every question before we leave. But for those of you who are interested, okay, I'm going to teach you this whole model. I'm going to teach you how to make it successful. I'm going to teach you how to manage the equity in the portfolio, how to play stops, get out of both winning and losing trades, and how to let your portfolio grow organically. Okay, and we call it the part-time day trading course because that's exactly what it is. You've got an hour here. You've got 20 minutes there. No big deal. You can sit down and trade because we're not looking to be a day trader where we have to worry from 8:30 to 3. We're trading when we have time because we're not worried about the trend. We're only worried about one specific move. This class will start January 12th. And if you're interested, bubbatrading.com/daytrade. And just FYI, no pressure, no hype, but the prices are going up December 31st. In fact, they're already up on the website at 1,000. Okay. Again, no big deal, but now, I know there's some questions on the board, so let me pull them up. What is the standard deviation? That is depending on the move. That's what makes a standard deviation. The market is moving X. If it's moving, 3 or 4 points at a time, then that would be one standard deviation, and it changes. I mean, I've traded where we didn't always use bands, but we would trade where we used in the S&P. 3 points was where we would change our model, and some days it was 15. It just depends on how fast the market moving. It's got to do with the speed of the market and where it's going. I never heard of forwards. Well, forwards are a lot of hedgers and farmers use forwards. They're selling their crop and things into the future. Okay, but not through futures. They're actually getting a guaranteed price today selling forwards. Does liquid mean more volume? Well, liquid means volume, yes. Liquid is open interest. Liquidity is built on, can you trade at a reasonable clip? And if you have to give up more than the tick size, because now remember, each future, has a different tick size. The Dow is $5. The mini S&P is $12.50. The mini NASDAQ is $5. The Russell, they just switched to the Russell to $5. It was $10. The currencies are $12.50, except for the British pound, which is a 6.25 tick, and now the euro currency has a 6.25 tick. The bonds are 31.56 and 15.62. So everything is a different cycle, but again, at the end, it's all the same. And our objective is to learn the model and then roll up to having more than one trade on. So in other words, today I'm learning to trade just on the YM, okay, which is where we start. But all of a sudden, I'm pretty comfortable and I can do more. So I'm going to use, instead of one, I'll use the active trader portion of this, and I can trade two products. Okay. Now, I actually trade, and I know factual, I trade from here all the way up to here every day. Again, I don't trade them all at the same time, but if they move, I've got a screen above that's got 32 charts on it, okay? Because all I'm looking for is one specific thing to occur. And that's eventually where I hope to get you guys, not necessarily 32, but I'm hoping to get you to where you can do three or four products, because now you've now increased your opportunity. Because again, like in any other economic model, opportunity costs. So we give ourselves more opportunity, we have a chance to make more money. Now, typically the average risk we will ever take on a trade is about $60 to $100 is about it. We build in a stop. The minute the trade goes on, the stop goes in. Now, again, the gain needs, the big gains need a little bit of luck. We've got to catch something, but we have ways to track and ways to change your stop. Okay? Because again, we want to make sure we're protecting the money that we're making, but we also want to make sure that we have an opportunity to let it really run. And those are things that we walk through in the class. It's, again, if I do say so myself, it's a great class. But it's really beaten down the specifics, so there, it should leave nothing to question. Now, again, we're always going to have a little bit of, you know, nervous energy when we do these things, because that's just life. That's just life. But once you learn it, it becomes pretty much natural. And in fact, we just did a seminar in Vegas, and I traded the Fed with all the people in the seminar. Okay, you know, I traded on a big screen. But again, it's fun, it's great, it's a chance for you to make some money and add on. While you're not worried about the chop, okay, because again, here, let's go back to the model. Let's go back to a normal chart. So let's just say I'm trading this chart, okay? All right, so let's say I would have bought this here, which would have been legit, and I don't know what I would have done. I can't answer. I didn't make that trade on this time frame. But let's just say I got stopped out. Well, my stop would have been right below this, and I get out. Now I have to wait for the next opportunity and the next trade. Now, there'll be times you will get chopped up a little bit. But again, that's part of the model. That's why we take such a little risk. Okay. And that's why we let the winners try to run. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I said on the Jobs Friday one time, I had four losers in a row before I caught the big winner that took care of all the losers. But that's why you just have to keep making. Now, obviously, you're not going to do it, you know, working and then see it and trade it and then walk away. While you're involved, whatever time frame that is, and again, you need, you know, 30 minutes is probably the minimum I'd recommend to sit. But if you got 30 minutes to kill, you know, it's like Geico, two times Geico, you can sit down and trade. Because if you're using a 4-minute time frame, which is what I use, and again, you don't have to use four, but that's what I like to use. Okay. So in 30 minutes, you've got, you know, eight bars, eight opportunities for it to happen. And then, which is a perfect to bring to my next question that's up there, which is, do you use trailing stops? I don't use them as a rule. I will not put one on in the beginning. Okay. I will use a trailing stop to exit. In other words, we all have the same emotional baggage we all carry, right? And when do I take profit? When do I get out? And when you're trading only one, it's even a harder decision. You know, I typically like to trade multiple, you know, because then I can pitch one and carry one, so I never get that angry. But at the end of the day, when you first start, you're trading one, how do I get out? Where do I know? So you watch, and when you go through the class, you learn the different models. So what I do typically is if I achieve my profit that I'm looking for, and now I'm getting a little bit, do I take the money? What do I do? I just throw in a trailing stop, usually like 10 ticks, and I walk away. And it'll get stopped out eventually. Now, again, I've had those get stopped out in 2 minutes, and I've had them get stopped out in, you know, 3 hours. You know, you do catch those kind of moves. But at the end of the day, we're looking for a long-term capital gain to be about 7 or 8 minutes. That usually is about the length of a trade is usually under 5 minutes. Okay. Now, again, the longer they last, the more you're making, because we know if it's wrong, we're out. Hold on, I got lots of questions up there. I'm gonna get to them all. Do you have anything for trading? Hi, Ted. Do you have anything for trading with you after training, or is it just training only? Me personally, my classes, every class that I do, okay, allows you a lifetime membership to that class. It also gives you the right, you know, everybody emails me. If you've ever emailed me, you know that it takes me a really long time to get back to you, like 30 seconds. Unless I'm on TV, then it's usually like 90 seconds. But if any of my classes that you ever sign up for, like the hedging or the futures or the option class that I teach, you have lifetime membership to that class. So a lot, many people come back over and over again, and, you know, they watch them because, again, there's always something new to learn. And if you've been around me long enough, I teach the same thing, but sometimes I teach it differently because I'm just, you know, I like to teach it unscripted. So, you know, that's kind of what I work on with everybody. So, but yeah, you can always email me with questions. I mean, I answer, obviously I am going to answer every question tonight, but I answer a ton of questions. And again, you get to come back and I'll run usually, I usually do about 7 or 8 classes a year. Okay. But again, you can always ask questions. I have no problem. And, you know, I don't desert anybody. I promise. Thank you. 'Cause you're awesome. I love you. I love you too. I appreciate that, but I do try hard. For new student, what kind of profit are you shooting for? Well, I mean, basically, truthfully, we're looking for per trade, $100, $120, $150, $200. Again, that's what we're looking for. We're not trying to get richer. We're trying to get rich by growing our account. So if you start with 5,000 and you can start to make, you know, again, you have to set realistic, moderate goals, and your goal should be not a weekly or daily goal, because again, that's too hard. But like a monthly goal, like your first month out of the box, maybe your goal would be to make $1,000 for the month. You don't want to get it out of whack, because again, the farther you stretch yourself, the more pressure you put yourself under to make that. And then you end up losing. You have to grow organically. The only way to make money. And I started my original trading bank.
And we'll get back after the break to my original trading bankroll. But again, this is the Bubba Show. This is January 2nd, 2017. And of course, we want the new year to be great. We want everybody to do well. And the first thing you got to do is go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And also check out BubbaTrading.com every day, because, again, you'll see a lot of great stuff that'll kind of help you out. And anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for break, and we will be right back on this New Year football day. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Second, 2017. I got to keep saying it so I don't forget it. And of course, a lot of you are watching football, but making time to listen in here. And of course, if not, you might have downloaded from LibertyTalk.fm, which is our home. In the meantime, let's get back to the questions from how to trade futures. Here we go.
April in 1980 was 25,000. I never added to that account. Okay. And you have to learn to trade within your means and learn to trade within the money that you have. And grow from there. But when you go from 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 or whatever, you start pressing up and you start trading again according to your account size, which we do discuss in class as well. Yeah, the link that I gave there, which was BubbaTrading.com day trade. That's the only promotional link you need. You know, I'm a one-man show, basically. I answer the emails. I answer the calls. I do the teaching. I've got one girl that works on the website and one girl that puts together these links for me. But other than that, I'm a one-man band. Yes, if you just type it in the way I gave it to you, does the Bubba Trading have that price on it? If it does, I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. I will take care of it momentarily if that's the case. Okay, she misunderstood me. No problem. All right, I'll have to worry about, I'll worry about that, but let me get the questions first. Yes, this is tradable in an IRA, but you'll want to check with them first, okay, as to how it can be done, because there are many, many restrictions here. So I don't want to get you too excited at how it has to be done, because everybody's going to calculate it under a different rate, okay? Now, because you cannot use margin in an IRA. So there is a way that it can be done, but you know, most brokers may not do that. So you'd have to check with them first. And I recommend that you do that. This looked like my type of trading. Well, you're in my attention span is 8 minutes. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me just text my girl real quick while we're talking so she can fix it. Get it fixed. In the meantime, if you have problems and you have to go, just shoot me an email and I'll get you the right link later. You got the longer attention than I do. okay. Is it possible to scan to get alerts for trade setup you're looking for? No. Again, this is not building a stock list. This is not looking for long term. We are literally in. Believe me, if it was busy enough tonight, let me look at the Dow. See, I can tell there's no action. I mean, I would trade right now. If it was something to trade, I would step out and show you. All right, but there's nothing to trade. This is the Dow right now. Okay. I could have actually traded off of there, but look at the volume. See, this is where you get in trouble. But I could have traded it here. Okay. This is going to be a bad trade if I would make it. It would be a sale. Okay. But where am I going to go? It's a 10 tick wide range, right? It's $50 top to bottom. Okay. But no, you cannot scan for these. These happen live. What you're doing is you're taking advantage of a move in a market that is filled with panic. Okay. Look what happened. The sellers came in, boom, 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 boom. They couldn't take it anymore. Sold it. Oh, we're going to buy them. Again, it didn't work out for us. Okay. But, you know, if you didn't get stopped out and you would have legitimately would not have been stopped out of this trade because your stop would have been below this, which was the low. But you could have gotten mentally stopped out and you might have taken yourself out. But then you did get actually a move that turned into a double move. Okay. And I've been watching this move right here. Okay. And again, there's really not enough volume and it's a terrible time of year. But if it spikes down, I'll buy them just to show you guys what I would do. Trump is going to speak soon with supposed good news for the economy. You know what? I could care less. I appreciate that. But whatever he's going to say, right now, I think the only effects that Trump can have would be adverse effects right now in the market because they've already overpriced everything in. And remember, we still have a lot of old issues that have to be dealt with. And I voted for Trump. I wrote about him. I predicted him when he was in the 17-man field. I predicted him. So I believe in a businessman. I think he's going to do good. What is the impact on computerized trading? None at all. It's actually an advantage to us, the computerized trading, because, again, what we're really doing is we're reacting to the footprint that the market leaves. Okay? We're reaction traders, not predictive traders. So when they do something, and if you've watched, a lot of times on the Fed, you'll see gold make a giant move and typically goes immediately the opposite way. Well, those are usually blow-off patterns that we're willing to jump into. Okay? Crude oil, tomorrow. If you watch crude oil at 10:30 Eastern, they come out with their numbers. That usually creates a trade. Now, again, I don't want you trading crude yet because it's a little bit too big, but that's something we'd be looking for. So we know when the announcements are coming out, we're going to react after the announcement. Hopefully, they'll either get over-exuberant and buy them up or get over-depressed and sell them down, and we're going to be either a buyer or a seller based on that. I'm going to take care of it. Email me. Anybody who's she's fixing it right now. Okay? She just texted me. She's fixing it right now. And hold on 1 second. The class is at like 7 Eastern. It's recorded. Because you know me, I got to go to bed. I get up at 3 every day. It is recorded. Nikki can trade too. Okay. Again, let me say this to you. Let me say this to everybody. And please hear this very carefully. There is not a product that is not tradable with this method. The key that you have to worry about is liquidity. Is it liquid enough? Okay. And the amount of the movement. I mean, if you're going to trade, for example, treasury bonds, okay, look at this move. Okay, here it is. Now, this would have been a sell. Didn't make any money. Didn't lose any money. But these are $31 a tick. Okay. So a 10 tick move is $300. The Dow is $5 a tick. It's $50. Again, you have to manage your capital first. But any one of the, I trade all these, I trade every one of these products on the same pattern. I sold this today in crude oil. Okay. I was actually on TV on Bloomberg when I sold this. Okay. Because I could see that in my head and I sold that move and it dropped down 90 ticks. Okay. And fortunately, I was on TV because I might have got out sooner. But again, I bought this morning. Okay. And again, I tell you trades that I actually make. So it doesn't matter what the product is. It matters on you and what you want to trade. Now, I want you to start in the Dow because, again, it's the easiest. It's the least volatile and expense-wise because there's no reason to start out with a big drawdown. Okay. Again, you can always have a big drawdown later. But get comfortable in the model. You know, copper, nobody in this group should be trading copper yet. Okay, but it did have a couple of moves today that were perfect. Okay. But again, you have to start out and learn first. Well, if you're working all day and you don't have time, then it probably wouldn't work for you. You know, if you take lunch or you can get a break. Again, if you're not going to have time to use it, you know, I wouldn't want you to take the class. You know, again, I want you to be able to take advantage of this. But, you know, some people like to trade, you know, depending on where your time zone is. You know, but some people like to trade at lunch. Some people like to trade at 3 o'clock, you know, when they have time. Again, that really is up to you. You know, I don't want to spend anybody's money and tell you that it would work because I can't guarantee that your schedule will allow it to work. But I do know that, you know, for example, I traded a lot today and I wasn't here all day. I was back and forth in the car and on TV. But again, that, you know, I know what I do what I do and that's what I do. But again, I don't want you to be misled. If you're never going to have time to trade during the day, then it's probably not very good for you. No, I love the open. Again, I want to trade when most people are either jubilant or puking. So I'm very happy with that. Well, if it works a minute, you can trade it. You're actually in a good time zone, young man, as I told you before, because you get the opening of the DAX and you get the opening of London, which does create action.
And, of course, a lot to do in the futures market, a lot to learn, and hopefully you'll, you know, want to come aboard to one of the classes in the year 2017. And of course, this is January 2nd of 2017. And of course, hope you're enjoying the football games, the Rose Bowl and everything else. And in the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm is the place you need to go. It's like Green Acres is the place to be. Well, Liberty Talk is the place to be. And of course, you can download the Bubba Show every day as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com is always the best place for everything. In the meantime, everybody have a happy, healthy new year. 2017 is going to be a great year. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to help everybody out. And a lot of new changes coming. So we'll call it a day. Everybody have a great day. Happy, healthy new year. We will see you back here tomorrow. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace. Everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.